security screeners and metal detectors at the entrance by breaking through a perimeter fence and sneaking in that way. When the gunman opened fire, officers engaged him in less than a minute, fatally shooting him.
And there's a hunt underway for the so-called Pink Lady Bandit, suspected in a bank robbery in North Carolina. The FBI thinks she's involved in at least four robberies since July 20th, and that she carried a pink handbag in two of the robberies. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Pretty routine forecast as we end the month of July with more hot temperatures. Today and tomorrow, a good bit of sun, high temperature near 95, heat index near 100, only widely scattered afternoon storms, but they'll be rather isolated, few and far between, lows tonight around 72. I think there'll be more spotty storms around Wednesday and Thursday, but the better rain chances hold off till around Friday and Saturday, highs in the middle 90s each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Authorities say they're seeing an alarming rise in gun violence against Alabama law enforcement officers. Three Alabama police officers were killed in the first half of this year. Last week, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill into law making murdering a first responder a capital offense. Happening today, Pike County authorities will update us on the investigation into a deadly armed robbery in Brundage. 30-year-old Neil Kumar was shot and killed during the robbery at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10 last week. Right now, no arrests have been made. And a memorial service will be held this week for an Alabama prison search dog that died after helping authorities during a contraband search. The Alabama Department of Corrections says Jake will be honored on Tuesday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
5-Hour Energy wants to send you to Nashville. Go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, see the Country Music Hall of Fame, and meet Dierks Bentley in person. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of your receipt, and visit 5hecountry.com to enter. You could be on your way to some hot country nights in Music City. Sweepstakes ends October 31st, 2019. Must be U.S. resident age 18 or older to enter. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials LLC.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show.
To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
My fault, production error there. I tried to be smooth and it didn't work. All right, it's Monday morning, so you got to get the kinks out early. Let out. Got Dave Mowry in the studio, sitting directly to my right. Sitting to my left on this gorgeous day is Mike Murphy, the general manager for the Montgomery Biscuits, who is a fantastic human being and a better baseball general manager, and they put on a great product down there at Montgomery. And we're in the middle of a 10-game homestand, so there's no excuses for somebody not to be able to find a night to come out and watch the Biscuits.
That's right. We got a lot of stuff going on. Started on Saturday, Biscuits taking on the Barons. And, you know, we always talk about the promotions and talk about how we don't control the baseball on the field, but the baseball on the field has been really, really good. There is only one team in all of professional baseball that has a better record than the Biscuits.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
What is the Biscuits record right now?
I don't know what that
numbers are.
You know what
I love about
baseball? I just know that they feed me information. And
you know what I love about baseball? You can lose like 75 games a year and still be the best
team. You're great. Right now, Biscuits are on pace to win almost 90 games. The best record in team history was 81.
Well, they play 140
games. Yeah, 140 games in 152 days. Good luck being a minor league baseball player, right?
Ooh. I didn't realize it was that.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
So you go from the normally the first Thursday in April until Labor Day.
You know what I noticed a few years ago? Because I've been here a while. I noticed the Biscuits had a really good run, like 2-3 years in a row where they're winning a lot of games, and then the Rays went to the World Series a couple of times after that.
Yeah.
Because you feed them good players, they become a good program.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's
A lot of the people in the World Series Rays teams played here in Montgomery the year or two before.
Yeah, and the Rays organization, top to bottom right now, every single Rays affiliate, including the Rays right now, are either in first place in their division or one game out of first place, and I think the Rays are in a wild card spot right now. So it's definitely, you see it throughout the organization. Last year, every single Rays affiliate in minor leagues made the playoffs. The last time that happened was 2009 when the Giants did that with all their affiliates, and then in 2010 the Giants won the World Series.
Right.
So you see it. I mean, the Rays have a great foundation here, right here in Montgomery. I mean, obviously, like I said, best record in the Southern League and in all of AA.
During that run when the Biscuits were winning so much, they had Delmon Young come through, David Price, Evan Longoria.
Yeah.
And you could tell they were special players.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we have some guys now that, just a couple years ago, Blake Snell came through and was minor league player of the year when he was a Biscuit. Last year won the Cy Young Award.
Right.
So you see those guys, you never know who's going to be the next one. We got a couple of guys who were on our team last year, a guy, Mike Brasso, and who was hitting like 200 at the, in July last year here with the Biscuits and just got hot. Something clicked, and now he's, started at second base for the Rays yesterday. Guy like Nate Lowe, who was here during July last year, who's first base DH for the Rays right now. So you never know who's going to be that next superstar, and the organization is very talent rich right now.
And it's a wonderful opportunity to have a little family time. They've got some great food. I highly recommend the Philly cheesesteak nachos. They got good beer, it's just a good family outing for somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of, we have a lot of promotions coming up this week, one that involves beer. On Saturday, it's Troy night at the ballpark, but it's also International Beer Day. So we're gonna up our selection of beers. We're gonna have some new international type beers that will be available in the Club Car Bar on Saturday.
Saturday?
Yep. So that'll be a lot of fun. But tonight is Area 51 night. So
Dave.
What?
Dave.
What?
Dave, this is our night.
We're
storming Area 51
tonight?
I'm
assuming that you are the one who has signed up for Area 51, storming Area 51 on Facebook.
Oh,
right,
definitely,
Dave?
Definitely.
So there's like 5 million people in this Facebook group, so we figured some of them might be here in Montgomery. Let's storm the ballpark.
How about that?
So we're having a ballpark storming tonight. We're going to try to debunk some of the myths around Riverwalk Stadium, and really, for me, it's more myths around what is Big Mo.
Yeah.
Because I am convinced
Big Mo a dinosaur?
Big Mo, he's a biscuit-loving beast, but to me some type of an alien. Have you ever seen Alf?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Alf and Big Mo in the room together?
No.
You know?
No.
I think Big Mo is like an overweight Alf.
A grown-up overweight Alf?
Yeah, I think that's...
It's like the guy from your high school reunion. You look over, you're like...
Yeah, what is...
John?
Hey.
The hell happened to you,
I have a picture somewhere with me and Big Mo, and the caption was, one of us is an anthropomorphic anteater, the other is a baseball mascot.
Well, you decide. It's always a good time. Area 51 night. I liked it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one thing. Like I said, we play 140 games over 152 days, 70 of those right here at home. We try to have 70 different events. And as you're planning out a promotion schedule, throughout the year, we try to fill every single one of those nights. But we always leave a couple open for what's going on in current events, what's happening in the world of Facebook and Twitter, and what things can we jump on and have some fun with. And Area 51 is the one that's coming up tonight. So,
you know, Dave and I are big on aliens, dinosaurs, what else? Early human civilizations.
Right. Lost civilizations.
Yeah.
All the fun stuff.
All the fun stuff.
Growing up in North Carolina, lost civilizations was like 6 years of history.
They literally have one there.
Yeah, that's North Carolina history is nothing but the lost colony.
What happened to the lost colony? Yeah,
the lost colony. That's what you learned.
You know where they went,
school.
Right?
Mr. Murphy, do you have any theories?
Yeah.
They're the Lumbee Indians.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you've heard that theory, right?
I've never heard that theory.
Yeah. You've never heard that theory?
No.
I just
thought that Blackbeard ate them all.
No. When they came...
it said, like, yeah, there's like a thing carved in a tree. It's like, we went over here with these Indians.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what happened?
No. And then they come up to the Indians, and they're, like, wearing dresses, and they have blue eyes.
Yeah.
And they're like, Indians.
Hey, I want that.
The lost civilization over there.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mike Murphy, general manager of the Montgomery Biscuits, 10 consecutive days of baseball starting 2 days ago. So we got, 8 consecutive days left? Lot going on at the park. Area 51 night tonight. International beer night
on
Saturday night.
Yeah, so in between there, we've got Pike Road Community Night tomorrow night with our one...
My people, Dave.
There you go.
My people need me.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm from the PR.
Yeah, me too.
Are you from the PR?
Indeed.
Is that why you're having Pike Road Community Night?
Yeah.
So it's a selfish Mike Murphy night?
Everything's selfish Mike Murphy night. Let's be honest.
Sounds good.
Mayor Stone's going to come out and throw out a first pitch. We're going to be celebrating some of the businesses in the community, some of the different HOAs and things like that. Some ticket specials that are out there, but it's also our Triple Play Tuesday presented by Warren Averett. So $1, $2, and $3 food options throughout the ballpark. Wednesday is our Military Wednesday presented by WOW. So special military food items and military ticket specials. You guys can take advantage of that if you're on base. Thursday is Auburn night. So another Auburn community night, and we've got a Auburn-themed T-shirt giveaway this Thursday. So a couple of Thursdays ago, we had our Alabama night and had an Alabama-themed T-shirt, and we timed how quickly those T-shirts went away, and we're also going to time how quickly the Auburn T-shirts go.
It's Auburn
Town. And we're going to see who wins.
It's Auburn Town.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, when Alabama's doing well now,
mm-hmm.
but about 10 years ago, they were terrible. And they'd been terrible for like 10 years,
yeah,
maybe 15 years. You couldn't find an Alabama bumper sticker, license plate, T-shirt, hat anywhere in Montgomery. A couple national championships heals that, but not all. They came back out. But it's in Auburn Town,
okay?
So it should be fine.
Yeah,
this is a great week. Pike Road night. I live there. Yeah. I went to Auburn. I love aliens.
There
I love beer.
Yeah, so Friday. Wait, nights. One more thing.
Oh,
do you like cooking out? Do you like grilling?
Yeah.
We have a grill set giveaway presented by Hughes Pools.
On
Friday night, Friday and Saturday, we'll both have Max Fireworks, so that you always have that. But grill set giveaway, Hughes Pools is going to be out there cooking on a big green egg right at the front gate. It's going to show you some cool different things you can cook on your big green egg. But these grill sets are pretty high-quality stuff. It's a spatula and a grilling fork. Going to be awesome. So we have that. Barbecue Bash.
What.
Saturday is the Troy Knight International Beer Day. Back to school on Sunday with a kid's backpack giveaway, and then Bark in the Park on Monday. So...
That's the day I avoid.
A lot going on. So.
And Saturday, my kid's birthday.
Saturday's Dave's kid's birthday.
It'll be 10, Baron.
We're
going to
have
double
Max Fireworks on Saturday specifically for Dave's son.
That's right.
That's why they're having the fireworks.
That's it.
I mean, duh.
Because we can't have candles on birthday cakes. So
right.
We're just
this is
have
Dave's first
Max
full
fireworks.
Day as a 42-year-old.
Boom.
Yeah.
Birthday
Boom.
Was yesterday.
True.
All right, guys. 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. Get out to the Biscuits game. Say hey to Mike Murphy. He's accessible and available out there. Just look for the tall, handsome man wandering around in a Biscuits shirt.
No, that's Dave.
Well, he's qualified in a Biscuits shirt.
Dave. Okay.
We'll be back.
first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Special thanks to Mike Murphy for joining us. That was fun. He does a good job. Biscuits game's going to be fun. Going to be a big time this week. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman in from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. It's a beautiful, beautiful Monday. Holy mackerel. The big old fluffy clouds. I like when the big old fluffy clouds roll in. I wish I knew more about weather.
Yeah?
I wish I did. I wish I knew why we had big fluffy clouds sometimes and little thin wispy clouds sometimes. And you know what? Was always bothered me. It's bothered me since I was a kid. There's no standard ceiling at which clouds form.
That's true.
Sometimes they're really low.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're way up high.
Sometimes they're so low we call it fog.
Yeah, but I don't understand why that is. Like, is it temperature? Is it humidity? Is it?
Yes. It has something to do with temperature and something to do with humidity.
It's got to be more than that.
It's not
winds
a whole...
Winds
and barometric
pressure.
Barometric pressure.
Okay. But I want to know how it works. Because I like to know what's going on in the world.
We have a meteorologist that works at the station.
Yeah, I ought to ask him.
We could, you know, we could have him on.
I'd say, hey, Rich, when the clouds are low, why is that?
Hey, yo, what's up with these clouds?
Why'd it get so low?
Like the fluffy ones. I like those.
I do like the fluffy ones. They look like big things of cotton candy up in the sky. They make you happy.
They do.
Unflavored, colored cotton candy in the sky. That's the greatest thing ever. Why would I not love that? 21 minutes after 9 o'clock, our number on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. 272-9228. I have good news for you people. Go to the Heirloom Jewelers Facebook page when you get a chance. I promise you, you will be blessed by looking at beauty. Beauty is something we can all enjoy.
Yeah.
Beauty is something, when you see beauty, when you see quality, when you see everything, you understand you're in the presence of something good. It's good for the soul. That's why we wear jewelry. That's why you take care of yourself. That's why you comb your hair and brush your hair and put on nice clothes and smile real big and brush your teeth and all that. You know, beauty. Heirloom Jewelers is like a beauty depot.
They have so much beauty in there. So many. I mean, it's unbelievable. You can go anywhere and buy some kind of ring or something. But you go to Heirloom Jewelers, you have an experience. Hey, you're gonna get a better deal than just about anywhere else. They're gonna be a great selection, but it's an experience. Talking to Troop Booth, it's like making a friend over jewelry.
It's true.
It's a really, really cool situation. They're not open today. They're open Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, and then 9 to noon on Saturday. 9 to noon on Saturday. So get by Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I asked myself, self, where do we open today's program? Because we have
a lot of places to go.
We have four dead in a shooting out in California.
Yeah.
We've got a little...
Folks just trying to eat some garlic.
So gross. I love garlic, but I wouldn't want to go to a garlic festival.
The one thing that I think that we know is the shooter, not a vampire.
Clearly. The only thing we know, because they won't release his dadgum name.
Yeah, it's probably crass. I shouldn't really say that.
Now, I'm gonna speculate and get into the news of the weird in a second on that. But first, I want to start with Martha Roby, because she's not seeking re-election.
Dropped a bombshell late on Friday, huh?
But News and Views listeners knew that.
Yeah.
6 months ago. Maybe a year ago. Right after the last election.
The Mufti said it.
I said it. Right after the last election.
Listen to the Mufti people.
Probably January this year, maybe December.
He be knowing.
I came in, I said, guys, Martha Roby will not seek re-election. She's done. Hanging it up. Couple reasons. One is, this is the seat that's going to be phased out.
Allegedly.
This is the seat that's going to be phased out. Two is, she's tired of having people run against her. Have to go to runoffs and they're bruising battles. Bobby gave her a run for his money. She got in a run the year before that. She just gets tired of it. She's been kind of an establishment politician, which is...
Well, yeah, I mean, and...
You know, it's a strategy.
Well, she'd gotten herself into a kind of a thankless position.
Yeah. Then... I said she's not going to run. She's not going to run. She's not going to run. So immediately, everybody's phone in Montgomery rings.
Yes.
Who's running for the seat?
Exploded, didn't it?
All the people I knew that are on the radio and other markets in the afternoons that I keep in touch with, they all are like on the radio while it's breaking. I'm on the radio looking this up. You have to help me.
Right.
So I was like, all right, here's who's going to run, here's who's not going to run. I think when it comes down to it, Perry Hooper will not run.
Correct.
This is a way to raise his profile by being listed. I think Will Dismukes probably will run. I
think so.
There's a guy named Jeff Coleman.
Yeah.
He may run.
Any relation?
Not close enough that we would know.
Oh, okay. Darn.
But the Coleman family, from which this young man, your humble host, sprung.
Right.
About 7 generations ago, went 2 different directions. They were all in New Jersey. Some of them went south, Virginia, South Carolina. And then through more and more splits, they came through Georgia and then eventually Alabama. And they founded a little town you may have heard of called Coleman.
Oh.
And there were multiple little sprouts. And another little branch of that ended up in sort of this area. So there are some Colemans here that I'm like seventh cousins to. And then the rest, obviously, stayed up there and moved around. And one little small branch made its way to Indiana.
Right.
In a way and not a way. But I don't know where he's from.
He's from Dothan.
Okay, well maybe not then. But maybe you never know, because you find one little branch, but you lost track of all the other brothers.
Yep.
Right? So he's running probably.
Yeah.
Will Dismukes probably running. I had a little list here.
Chambliss.
Clyde Chambliss, I heard, is in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to...
The aforementioned Bobby Bright.
Bobby Bright probably will not run.
Yeah, we'll see.
But we'll see. I mean, he's held that seat before.
Correct.
I think he has to win it one more time and serve 2 years to qualify for the pension. And that's awfully tempting.
Yeah, I guess so.
Let me go get it one more time. But man, here's the thing. It's expensive to run for Congress.
Yes.
Especially in an open seat.
Yes.
You're looking at a minimum $400,000 or $500,000 commitment. If you can't raise it, you got to put it in yourself.
Yeah, and depending on all these people, you know? I mean, like the amount of people that are in.
And I've heard there's some people from down in the Dothan area looking at it, not just up here.
Right. Well, I mean, of course.
But honestly, and
that's what it usually comes down to, is sort of a fight between, you know, those interests.
Paul Beckman actually is eyeballing it,
yeah,
potentially. So if you could have potentially three or four people from Autauga County.
Right, which probably not the best luck for them.
Then you got all the people in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. Twinkle's said to be eyeballing the possibility. You know what's funny to me? And hell, I mean, I guess if Ed Kroll can run for mayor, anybody can run for anything.
Well, in Congress, you literally
can't
live in the
state. You just have to live in the state.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason, Dave, why you don't run.
Well, I know a lot of people.
This radio pro, this signal.
I'm very tall.
Is very strong.
Strikingly handsome.
Strikingly handsome, very tall. Would you have to shave your beard? Can you go to Congress with a beard?
Yeah, there have been bearded congressmen.
Not, but like. Ted Cruz has a beard,
right?
But he didn't get elected with a beard.
That's true.
Trey Gowdy had a beard, but he didn't get elected with a beard.
Hmm.
I don't know too many people that get elected with a beard.
That's a good point. Hmm.
The only John Corzine is the only really elected.
Yeah,
man,
I'm not sure I
want to
be, you know,
in the John Corzine.
Yeah, thrown in the John Corzine, painted with the John.
You know,
Corzine,
the only two people I know that ever had a beard and got elected: John Corzine and Dave Mallory. And
a bunch of people from the 1800s. Think I could run as a pro-Trump independent?
No.
Yeah.
You know how many signatures you'd have to have? It's like 3,500 signatures.
Yeah, I mean, I could get that at... you know where I could get it?
Where?
I could get it at the... I could get it at the casino.
Just they have to be in the district.
Yeah, but I mean, you just ask them.
They don't know where they live. Nobody knows where they live.
Yeah, but you just ask them where they live. Like, what city?
Hmm.
What town? And then if they're like close, then you get the signature and then you just verify it later.
Yeah.
So like if you need 3,500, you get like 4,500.
Oh, you get like 7,000.
Yeah. Yeah, but
quote,
you know what I mean.
We always quote a double. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And Troy King apparently is in.
Really?
Yeah.
In.
That's what I hear.
Interesting.
Which is interesting to me.
Yeah, me too.
What you have, you know, the best thing to watch in this? Who everybody runs and hires.
Mm-hmm.
Because Troy King and Clyde Chambliss have used the same people in the past.
Well, some of the same
people. Some of the same people. It'll be interesting to see how all this shakes out.
I agree.
I think there is a strong possibility this will be a fascinating thing. I think a lot of people who are thinking about running right now will eventually not run for a couple reasons. One is the money will be harder to raise than you think.
Money's going to be hard to raise.
Because it's a presidential year. You've got the Senate race going on that's sucking up a lot of the contributions.
And people think that, okay, well, maybe this is the one that's going away, so why do I really need to invest?
Well, and you'll have a lot of people that say, that decide for themselves. Like, I wouldn't run for Congress on a seat that's going to be there 2 years. As soon as you get there, you're gone. You're done.
Right. Well, maybe.
You get there January 3rd of 2020. And on January 3rd of 2022, you're out of a job. The
Maybe.
Only conceivable reason to run.
No, because if you get smashed into a district with somebody else, you can just beat them.
Yeah, but Mike Rogers is on rules.
Mike Rogers also been there for, you know, a long time.
And, well, actually, you know what? If you get smashed into the District 1, that's going to be a new seat, too.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But they'll always have a Mobile person representing that district, or Baldwin. They'll never have someone from Montgomery representing that district.
We'll see.
Yeah. Because somebody from the Wiregrass that runs very well could be smashed into District 1. And you can't win Mobile and Baldwin County from Dothan. They're not going to let you do it. They're not going to let you do it. Anyway, I think it's fascinating. It's an interesting interesting race, very interesting people. I'm curious who the folks are supporting, not who the political insiders want.
Right.
But of all the names floated... You know, Twinkle, Will Dismukes, Paul Beckman, Clyde Chambliss, Troy King, Jeff Coleman, just from around this area, Perry Hooper. I'm curious who just your rank and file Republicans or voters would be interested in getting. And do you care if the person lives 3 miles east of the district or 5 miles east of the district? Because the district stops at Bell Road.
Right.
And several of these people we've talked about live east of Bell Road. And does that matter? I don't know. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care where you live. I do on something like mayor. I think it matters on mayor, but I don't think it matters on Congress. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in 32 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dave Mallory, who may be Dave for Congress. I'd vote for you, Dave.
Dave for Congress. I like to say that.
I like it. Dave.
Congressman Dave.
D-A. Congressman Mallory. No, excuse me, sir. Dave.
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 Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Not much change with this hot pattern, but not too many storms to go around in these last few days of July. For today and tomorrow, a good bit of sun. High temperatures near 95, heat index near 100. Only widely scattered afternoon storms, but rather isolated. Lows at night around 72. More spotty storms on Wednesday and Thursday, but a better chance on Friday. Highs in the middle 90s each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Future Congressman Dave Mallory, seated to my right.
Dave.
We had a little off-air discussion, not going to mention names, had a little off-air discussion during the break of some potential game changers who might want to get into the race. The kind of people who, if they got into the race, would bring so much heft and weight that other people would stay out of the race, and it would dry up money from other people. Apparently, there are bigger names looking at this than we thought.
That's right. Well, I mean, it comes open every once in a while.
Yeah. I had this conversation with somebody over the weekend. They said, why is this such a big deal? I said, an open Congress seat?
That's essentially a safe seat for a Republican.
Yeah, I mean, you might get that shot once every 10 to 20 years.
And then all you got to do is play it right.
And you'll never leave.
And you're there forever, or as long as you want to be.
Martha Roby, if that seat would have stayed there, even with the trouble she had in primaries from time to time, if that seat was not going to be reapportioned to California or Texas, she could have stayed there for... She could have eventually served 50 years. I mean, it's almost impossible to lose a congressional seat short of a scandal.
Right.
If you don't get caught cheating on your spouse, even then, going to hookers, even then, I mean, there have been people that have survived those. If you don't get caught, I mean, like murder, you're going to be taken out. You know, if people think you murdered somebody,
right.
Like even Joe Scarborough had to resign over that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Dead intern in office, you got to go. You know, but basically you got to turn into a liberal and go on MSNBC to cover that up. Otherwise, the media would. If Joe Scarborough was a raging white right wing Republican, the whole country would know that intern was dead and he probably had her killed. I mean, just that's why he's a lefty. How could Joe Scarborough? He's a rock. That's how. Dead intern in office. He got, you know, and if it was just a mistake or an accident, whatever. Oh, she fell, Dave. You heard that's the official story.
Yes, she fell.
She fell. She fell, unfortunately. Unsteady on her feet, 25 years she was. She crumbled. Hit her head on the corner of the desk. Probably had an internal brain bleed, didn't realize it. Dusted herself off and then fell over later. Dead as a witch. That's the way it is. But it's an interesting seat, and I hope somebody decent fills it. This should be a lot of fun. It's going to be good for the radio business.
I would think so.
Going to be good for the radio business.
I think maybe some of these folks might want to, you know, come on and announce while they're on. You know, but they'd have to ask us.
Yeah. I had a conversation. All right, speaking of, you know, I talked to a radio host in another market.
Yeah.
He asked, how do you handle a situation where some state representative candidate in some district that barely touches your signal wants to come on? I said, I don't let him come on. He said, really? I said, yeah. He goes, I pretty much leave it open for any candidate that wants to come on anytime. I said, you're ruining your show. Stop it. Don't do that. I said, people tune in to hear you. It's the blank, blank show.
Yeah.
It's got your name in the title. People do not come on to hear.
It's true.
You know, some loser candidate from District 12 out in, you know, a district that almost touches Mississippi when you're in a major metropolitan area in the center of the state. They don't want to hear that guy. As soon as they hear that guy, they turn the radio off.
Right.
The moment they hear him, they turn the radio off. Now, if it's a really contested seat and everybody's going bananas and the whole state's media is watching it, fine. Let's play ball. And I said the other danger is you have these seats where there's like Montgomery Mayor, when you got 13 people running and you have one on, they can demand equal time.
That's right.
And if you have them on for an hour, guess what you just committed yourself to for the next 12 hours of radio? See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So a one-hour interview could turn into 13 hours of wasted airtime. I mean, you're just ruining your audience. No one wants to hear some loser that no one's ever heard of running for mayor for an hour bumbling around on the radio. It's just terrible. Absolutely terrible. Our number 272-9228, 20 minutes now to the top of the hour. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Who's this?
Doug.
Doug, how are you, friend?
I'm great. Wow, what a compliment. All right, you political campaign experts, can Dismukes raise the money?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. He's got my support because of what Mallory said.
Which is?
He's young enough, and I think he'll be the freshman that will go up there and say, y'all aren't going to tell me what to do. I'm not a Martha Roby. I'm not going to, in slow motion, turn into a rhino. I'm here to represent. I know how to do that.
You know how I know he would actually do that?
Because
the gas tax. He did not vote for the gas tax. They threatened him. They dragged him in there, and they said, we'll ruin you. We'll take away your seats on the committees. And he said, nobody in this district voted me to come in here to raise their taxes. Not one person voted for me to raise their taxes.
Yes, sir.
You guys
reelected.
You guys could take your gas tax and stick it where the sun don't shine. That's what he said.
He'll get reelected, and Shelby can't last forever. Is Shelby getting north of 80? Isn't he 82, 83, 81, 78, 79, somewhere
around
there?
He's right over 80.
Yes.
He's 82.
He's one of those.
Yeah.
Okay. You said all of this. Are you like the stable genius as far as being able to predict the future?
I don't know.
Mr. Coleman?
Not only do I predict the future, I tell you what's going to happen. I told you 6 months or a year ago Martha Roby was not going to seek re-election. I just said it. I stated it
as
fact. I didn't say, I think she's not. I didn't consult a crystal ball. I didn't look in and say, well, the tea leaves fell a certain way. I said, factually,
not going to do it.
Not going to run. Because that's the type of radio you tune in for here. The Grand Mufti tells you the way it is. He doesn't.
I don't even know why you still practice law. You're getting rich off of your ads. Maybe you just want to be richer. How many? Well, you got kids. Never mind. Thank y'all for taking my call.
Always. You know what I've learned?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug. You know what I've learned? It doesn't matter how much money you make. Your kids will still eat everything in the house. And if you make more money and buy more food, they eat more.
It's true.
They're like a plague of locusts.
Yes.
They descend. We walk in. This is a true story. I have to get potato, because I love potato chips. Crunchy, salty. There's nothing I don't like about potato chips. I like barbecue chips. I like cheddar and sour cream chips. I like spicy chips. I liked the ketchup chips that Lay's came out with that time. Fire!
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. I love chips. Sweet Heat from Golden Flake? I will break down a door to get a bag of Sweet Heat.
Those are good. Them are good, okay?
I have to get chips at home that my kids don't eat. I have to get the jalapeno spicy chips.
You have to get them so spicy that they can't eat them.
Yeah.
Or they will descend like a plague of locusts.
Because we'll get the party size, not even the family size, the party size of Tostitos scoops.
Gone.
You'll bring it in and you'll hear the buzzing in the pantry. We'll get a party size barbecue chip from Lay's. To begin with, this is the third iteration of Lay's barbecue chips. Remember the old orange bag?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was a sweeter. It was almost like a Sweet Heat.
Right.
It was a sweeter barbecue. Then they went for years to the KC Masterpiece. Remember that? But I guess the KC sponsorship wore out and they changed the formula yet again. This is the third iteration of Lay's barbecue since I've been alive. And it's not as good. It's okay. It's still a good chip. I still chips. I mean, if it's salty, it's crunchy, it's in my wheelhouse. I'm starving to death. But my kids, and so Doug, it doesn't matter how much money I make, until these kids get out of my house, I will never stockpile a single dollar.
Ever. Not one.
And as soon as I get a dollar, something breaks and I lose it.
Yes.
And it's always cost exactly what I have. So if I save up $100, it's something $100 is going to break. If I save up $1,000, something $1,000 is going to break. If I save up $10,000, boom, you got to go pay someone $10,000 for something. You know what I mean? This happens. People don't believe me, but this happens. That's why I can't wait to be Riley Manning's age. Because when you're Riley Manning's age, you don't have little kids at home buzzing through your chips. You don't have to constantly worry and feed everybody all the time. I am longing for the day I'm Riley Manning's age. I love my kids, by the way. I'm not saying
we know, or anything.
Yeah, I'm just sure. being, yeah. I'm making sport.
They're okay.
I'm making sport. I have the best kids. I know you have good kids, but I have the best kids. Riley Manning, 799-1284, 799-1284. What about Riley Manning's age? How old is he? Well, he's old enough to have been in the painting contracting business for 50 years. He's got the best crews. 20, 25, 30, 35 years these guys have been with Riley Manning Painting. He just gets it. He understands how a business is supposed to be run. He understands the number one rule at Riley Manning is you pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. That's the Riley Manning guarantee. That's the number one rule. And so you have a great, great opportunity. Great opportunity. Big job, small job, doesn't matter. Indoor, outdoor, agricultural, industrial, commercial, residential. Riley Manning's going to get you squared away. RileyManningPainting.com. Get by there when you get a chance. Quarter till. We're going to turn the page on Martha Roby.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, I can listen to the engines moaning out his one old song. I can think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at CaravitaVillage.com.
5-Hour Energy wants to send you to Nashville. Go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, see the Country Music Hall of Fame, and meet Dierks Bentley in person. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of your receipt, and visit 5hecountry.com to enter. You could be on your way to some hot country nights in Music City. Sweepstakes ends October 31st, 2019. Must be U.S. resident age 18 or older to enter. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
So good, Dobie. So good. Nobody names their kid Dobie anymore.
Yeah, why would they?
Wasn't it Dobie Gillis?
Yeah.
And then Dobie Gray. And then the name kind of went away. Kind of went the way of some other names that nobody uses anymore, like Adolf.
I don't know if it went the way of Adolf.
Well, you know, but I'm just saying, there's a name, Judas.
It's probably, like, easier to explain than Adolf, though. You name kid Dobie, you know, maybe you're a big fan of this song or, like, you know.
You liked watching Dobie Gillis,
right.
Black and White, growing up.
Or Beatniks, you know?
Yeah. ASC Credit Union. Guys, I had somebody I talked to this weekend said, Baron, unbelievable, I didn't believe it. I went in there, I asked ASC Credit Union about 35 questions about this Kasasa checking account. You know what? You're right. There are no strings attached. There's no catch. This is the real deal. So what the hell do you think I do for a living? Just hawk things I don't believe in? Not a chance. Not a chance. I believe in the professionals over at ASC Credit Union. I do. Stop using the big box bank. I see you people turning into the big box bank on you know, downtown or on Vaughn Road. I see you guys. I know who you are. I see you driving in there, and every time I crawl past by and I see a line of people in those big box banks, I think they could have gone to ASC Credit Union. They could have gone to ASC Credit Union. They could be getting cash back or interest back on their checking account balances. Not CDs, not lock up your money and not get to use it. We're talking your checking account. Get by ASC Credit Union and get a chance. They got a ton of options over there. But the Kasasa checking account, boys and girls, 3% cash back or 4% APY on your checking account. On your checking account. Go in there for more details. 8 minutes to... Oh, federally insured NCUA equal opportunity lender. And they're on the web, yourascu.com. I got Dave Mallory in the studio. I've got your phone calls at 272-9228 if you want to call in.
I didn't stacks of news.
I do, but I didn't staple it. So
oh, no.
Going through my stack of news is a hell of a lot more difficult when you don't staple it. I got a little Russia update story, but I don't want to get to it quite yet. How about this? It's a little unusual to me that as I'm watching Fox News this morning, there's a public alert for Canada murder suspects. Police swarming Manitoba. Okay? I look on CNBC, they're talking about Beyond Meat. That stupid soy-based plant protein they want to feminize all the men with. I go to Headline News, it's a mesothelioma commercial. I go to CNN, it's a commercial. But I was on here earlier and they were talking about Trump. Why the hell is nobody talking about the fact that a madman shot up 20-plus people yesterday?
Yeah, at the Garlic Fest.
At a garlic festival. I'll tell you why. I know the answer to that question. Do you have an idea?
Yes.
Why?
Doesn't fit the narrative, Baron.
What about it doesn't fit the narrative?
Was it a white guy?
We don't know, because they're not releasing anything about who did it.
Was it a tranny?
The longer it goes between the shooting and the release of the name, the more likely it was not a middle-aged white Republican male. Mm-hmm. It could have been. Could have been. The final hours of the famed, I think they use that loosely, Gilroy Garlic Festival were shattered Sunday evening when a gunman with an assault rifle opened fire on the crowd, killing 3 people, injuring 12 others. A 6-year-old boy among the victims. Shooter was shot and killed minutes after the attack began, Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy said. Smithy. Is there a Smithy in elected office around here somewhere? That name sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Just Smith Hart. Attack happened at 5:41 p.m. as the popular 3-day festival wrapped up. Here's the key sentence to Baron Coleman whenever you have these mass shootings.
Uh-huh.
There's always this. Now, later they'll come back and say this part isn't true.
Right.
And that they were mistaken. You ready for the sentence?
Uh-huh.
Police said a manhunt was underway for a second person with suspected ties to the attack. A description was not released. This is always the way it works. There's always multiple shooters or multiple people involved or multiple... And then they come back later and say, yeah, nope, he was a lone wolf. Lone wolf. I predict this lone wolf had some contact with the FBI at some point in the last 5 years. That's my guess. Stanford Medical Center had 2 patients from the shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Santa Clara Valley Medical Center received 5 victims. Investigators did not immediately locate a weapon, but found at least 2 magazines on the scene. Weird, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How you shoot people with no weapon? That's the weirdest thing I've read in this whole thing. They knew it was an AR-15 or some sort of assault rifle, they called it. And somebody said, why are you doing this? And the reply was, because I'm really angry. Angry white man, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Angry white man. Who among us hasn't engaged a shooter with, why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this?
I mean, most people take off running, right?
Right.
This whole thing, I mean, this is maybe exactly what happened. Maybe a madman, aided by one other person, made his way into the place, shot the place up, the gun goes mysteriously missing, they can't find the other person, someone engaged, why are you doing this, man? Because I'm really angry. I mean, that may be the fact of what happened in the shooting. But that would go down as the weirdest damn thing I've read in quite a while.
Yeah.
That would go down as a weird set of events. A guy shooting people, shooting dozens of people, or shooting at dozens of people. But stopping to talk with the patrons. Mm. Hey, man, why are you doing this? Well, you know, I am really
I don't like that guy over there.
I'm really angry. I appreciate you asking, though, brother. I'm going to let you live. Who the hell stops and talks to a shooter? I just don't know. I don't know. I don't like these shootings where there's a second person and they mysteriously vanish. And then the gun's missing. Found the magazines. I don't like this. I don't like this story at all. How do we not know what the guy's name? Or do we yet? I haven't looked at the news in a couple hours. Do we now know who it is?
I don't think so.
Gunman ID'd. Here we go. Gunman ID. So that must be here. William Legan.
Oh.
19 years old. William Legan, 19 years old. You want to guess that this guy has had some contact with the FBI? L-E-G-A-N. William Legan. Santino, William Legan. Look. Oh, it did say Santino. There you go. That's why it took him so long. Why is a guy named Santino shooting up a crowd? They're supposed to be peaceful people. Santino's. What's that, Italian?
Mm.
Santino Ferrucci.
Yeah, Santino Corleone.
Yeah. Supposed to be peaceful people. This does not fit the narrative of 19 years old. That's not a middle-aged Republican. He's not mad. What's he really angry about? Smithy said witnesses told authorities at least one other person may have been involved in the shooting, but there was no confirmation of that or the role he or she might have played. See, they're already starting to get away from that. I'm just telling you guys, I don't like this story. I don't like it from the beginning. Who's this?
Don,
what's up?
I think the story in California just shows you how corrupt the media is.
Okay.
That happened Sunday night. And Saturday night, a story with almost the same statistics happened.
What happened?
There were 11 people shot. One person was murdered in a block party in Brooklyn, New York. Two gunmen got away. Now tell me how those details differ, and you don't hardly see any of the story in Brooklyn.
I have not heard the story of Brooklyn
at
all. You are enlightening me, Don. This is a great call to talk radio, my friend. Sometimes you knock it out of the park.
But if you want to go demographics and look at it, what was it, a month and a half ago, Virginia, a city hall, a gunman comes in, a disgruntled worker, shoots I don't know how many people, what was it, 12, 13?